Welcome to Unclouded Podcast, Episode 6. In this episode, coming to you from Japan, sometimes sunny, sometimes rainy, getting cold as the winter begins to settle in. We bring you an episode of taming or healing your doubt, your self-doubt. This episode is all about self-compassion. Self-compassion is crucial. In order to love others, it's very important that we love ourselves. We start at home, home being ourself. If we just end at home and practice only self-compassion, that becomes pretty selfish. But if our reason, our motivation for practicing self-compassion is to gain the ability to, in a better way, practice compassion and love for others, then that's the correct motivation. So often we have doubt, we doubt ourselves, we feel anxiety, maybe fear, sometimes even panic. These have become habits, often from when we were young, often having to do with a family situation, where we were situated within the family dynamics. And we've kind of adopted this self-deprecating, putting ourselves down behavior. It's become a habit. And the more it becomes a habit, the more it becomes kind of normal and regular. But it doesn't make us feel well. In fact, it makes us feel the opposite. We feel anxious sometimes. We feel fear. We feel doubt. Sometimes we even get angry at ourselves. All this is quite unnecessary. So how can we liberate ourselves from this self-doubt and putting ourselves down and really feel love and compassion for ourselves? One of the best ways is to practice healthy self-confidence. Now, healthy self-confidence means putting nobody down, not putting myself down, not putting the other person down. So how do we do that? Well, the first, most important approach is to recognize when we do this, when we put ourselves down, when we put others down. So that's the practice of mindfulness, being aware of what's happening in the present moment now in our heart and our minds, what we're thinking, what we're feeling, what are some of the sensations in our body. So by practicing mindfulness, turning inward and discovering what's happening right now inside our hearts and minds, that's the first and most important step to overturn our self and other putting down. So right now, just take a moment. Just reflect, look in. What do you see? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? What's your mood? What are the sensations in your body? Sometimes it's not so clear, so we have to practice this. Keep taking a few moments, just look inside. What am I thinking right now? What am I feeling right now? What's my mood? What are the sensations in my body right now? And when we notice that we're putting ourselves down or putting others down, we can tell ourselves, this has been an old habit, and now I'm beginning to recognize it. And I'm going to take the courage and the strength to say no more. Don't need to put myself down anymore. Don't need to put others down anymore. Because by doing this, it just robs me of my peace and my happiness. And by doing this again and again, we can often overcome putting ourselves down and putting others down. And we can develop slowly this place of healthy self-confidence that puts nobody down. A second approach to self-compassion is actually practicing compassion towards others, because it takes us away or out of ourself, out of our ego. And when we practice compassion for others, we feel well. We feel good. So that's a second approach to gaining more self-confidence, particularly healthy self-confidence, practicing compassion for others. A third is just recognizing that we're valuable. Often we don't recognize that. For example, when we do 100 things in a day, at the end of a day, maybe 90 or 95, they went very well, but maybe 5 or 10 didn't go so well. What do we think about at the end of the day? It's those 5 or 10, isn't it? We forget about the other 90 or 95 things that went very well. So please start to pay attention, not only to the things that we weren't not happy with, but also the things that went well, and feel happy about this. That's a way of taking care of ourselves. It's a way of developing self-compassion. Also doing things for ourselves that we like sometimes can be very, very rewarding and helpful to feel good, to feel more confident. Taking walks in nature, in the park, often frees us from a lot of this doubt, anxiety, and fear, and can help develop that healthy self-confidence. So once we develop slowly this healthy self-confidence, then we feel well, and it's much easier for us to feel love and compassion for others. And when we practice love and compassion for others, we can also include ourselves. It's perfectly fine. So we are one of many others to whom we're giving love and compassion. So I hope this has been helpful to you. I hope you've enjoyed this episode 6 on self-compassion. And I hope you will join us for our future episodes in this ongoing series on Unclouded Podcast.